Begin the current daf, Masechta Pesachim, daf Yud, begin on the days, begin to taste the master, begin with the Gemara, and Nech Vazav Azu. Matz Vazav Azachas, you put in one coin, you find another coin, the plug to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Rabban, that's Machayis, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and the Rabban. Which Tosfos explains that is this going like all opinions? Because we had a Machayis regarding a different case, regarding the one that you're checking for, if you presume when you find it, if that's the one. So says Gemara, the Rabbanon, Tzarech Bedika, first Taisa explains that according to Rabbanon, the reason why you need a Bedika is the Chayshon Shema Achbar Asa, we're concerned that maybe the mouse did it. And that's not the one that you put down in the corner, like they say regarding that halacha of the laws of Tuma. Now, Taisa points out, Valesu Rabbanon, then we have to say that Rabbanon don't hold Hu Sha'abadusha Nimtza, which is a different concept that we previously brought. Regarding a field that you lost a kever, obviously they don't hold the one that was lost, the one that you found, because if that would be the case, so then you wouldn't have to do a bedika, because you'd presume that that's the one that was lost, although it's in a different corner. Rather, must be going like Shemuel. The one that he says, "Tibor the kalsu the kula." You have to check the whole field, and therefore, even though you find this one in a different corner, you got to go and check the whole house. Or Inami says, "Tais." Or you could say, "Also for the Rabbi." Could even be like Rabbi. Umayri, but it's talking about Kogan she'en yoder coming across in the. You don't know how many levels you put down. It's a bedikah Shemuel matzu kula. Now, although you find a different corner, you don't remember how many there were, and now you got to check the whole house, even according to Rabbi, because maybe you didn't find them all. The next Tais Malta begins towards the Gemara Shaniyim because I say, "Adam tamin nechun l'sham." That a tamin person went in over there. Chase explains, when do we say that we presume it was a tummy person, when we presume there was a tar person? Because in our brisa, the digmar brought regarding the axe that was lost and it was found, we say, okay, how did it move? Okay, we presume that someone tummy came in and he moved it from the spot. And that's the same thing our gemara is comparing, that we presume the mouse had moved it. But then, since we're going to say, Tosas, take a second look, it says, the halchaber kam adachulun here in our gemara, and the first bear kulun abtazim bezgab it sleiches. Regarding a jug that was uncovered, and you find it covered. So you say that's tummy. We're concerned that a tummy person covered it. And that is that we're presuming that it was a tummy person. So Talinba didn't tummy. So we see like in our sugi, we presume who came in? A tummy person. Come is a parakam that needed enough delamid of gabi kikar and loslan gabi daf. If you have a loaf of bread on a board, on a shelf, umadav tummy munachtachtao, and then you had a tummy board beneath that, and then you find a loaf of bread that it's near a garment that was tummy. You say that the loaf is tar. And even though it's not possible for the loaf to have fallen off without touching the garment beneath it, still we say it's tar, because we say the loaf didn't fall by itself. Rather, a person came and put it next to the garment. So, talin and badim tar, and then we presume that it was a tahar person that did it. Because even if, let's say, it didn't hit the garment because it didn't fall off, but who took it? Why don't we say it's tummy because a tummy person touched, like we see over here? So, Batirjah Bentam and Bentam answers, he says, because the only parakam of the Shabbos, it says in the first parakam of the Shabbos, that says, we only made this gzeira regarding, when you have a doubt regarding vessels that are found, we don't make a gzeira regarding food items that are found. Someone finds food items in the street, we don't have to be concerned that maybe they're their tummy. So that's the same thing over here. When we don't know that if the person touched these things or not, that if it's tar or tummy, when it comes to food items, we're going to say that it was a tar person. Regarding vessels, we can say that it was a tummy person. Therefore, in Arsu Genchulun, which talking about a vessel, we're concerned. But in the Gemara Nida, which talking about regarding the loaf of bread, they were not concerned. Or you know, another approach says, you've got to be kikur by the loaf of bread. There's a special reason over there specifically there. Reglaim l'dabash shatar hasira. There's indicating factors that, as we're saying, it didn't just fall. It was a person removed it. It must have been a tar person removed it. Why? Shliipal alamada biyitame. The reason why the person removed it is because beneath that shelf was a tummy shelf and the tummy garment. They didn't want it to touch that and fall on that. And therefore, the person moved it. Obviously, it was a tar person because the tummy person would have made a tummy anyway. And again, that's why it's uniquely over there. They would presume that it was a tar person. But right, generally, like in Agama, we say it was a tummy person who moved it. Ketinik test the maskal test begins with the gemab nishadarcha shetinik lefar. It's normal for a child to make things crummy. Shais explains that that could even be like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Because Taisa says, first of all, he says, Umari Shesh Perun Kadei Kola Kikar. It must be that you find enough crumbs for the amount of the whole loaf, Ulakach and Tzor Bedika. Because if you find crumbs, but it's not the amount of how much the loaf was, you would have to check for the rest of the loaf. But that you find enough crumbs, that it's the amount of the loaf, and then you're going to do Bedika. And says, Taisa, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Amati Bodhi Kola Sadukuli says, when you lose something and you find that amount, but not enough, it might be something else. So you're also, so why don't you have to check? It says, yes, because here there's indicating factors that these crumbs are from that loaf. Because right after the child walked in, you walked in after him, and you find the crumbs right there. Therefore, that's a very strong indicator, and therefore you don't have to check in the kosher room there. Tinnik says, and begins the words of the Gemara. Me and Rina, do we say Hainu Hada Al Hainu Hada Nafik? Is this the one that went in? That this is the one that's coming out? Which Tosfos explains that that's even like a Shmuel, which the Gemara had a question from Rava. If a mouse walks in, loaf of bread in his mouth, and then we see a mouse walking out with a loaf of bread in his mouth. Do we say that's the same one? Says Tosfos, if a filler Shmuel, even called Shmuel, Dama that he says to other colors to the cooler that no, even though you see that same entity, but you don't know if that's the exact one. You have to check the whole field. So what would be the question? Says Tosfos, no hachar glamlet. Over here again, this indicating factors. Definitely, there's a strong circumstantial evidence. Shari in my kicker, it's a mouse with a loaf of bread in his mouth, and therefore even Rabbi Shmuel would agree, according to that question, that maybe it's the same one. The next test the mouse that begins with the Gemara, oh, maybe it's a different one, which we said that although you see it walking in, maybe it's a different one walking out. The test explains that part of the question could even be according to Rabbi. That fellow Rabbi even called Rabbi Doma, who says who should nimtza, who should nevet, the one that was found is the one that was lost. So of course it's the same one. So it says no hachachin. Here we could be concerned the mistama rishon and nisha babayis. No, we could presume the first one is still in the house. This is a different one coming out, and therefore the question would even be according to Rabbi. The next says the last wins the words of Gemara, but mainly lo chachur rabban. Regarding a person's money, maybe there in regard to the case of the snake holding the bread, maybe we don't require the person to hire a chavar to go ahead and get the bread out of the snake's mouth. Because regarding a person's money to hire someone, that they didn't require. Bedika for his body, yeah, but not his money. So Taisa Pirish, what does that mean? Hachadavka, specifically over here, the Shema Yitzia no Yichalene, because maybe the snake will take it out, maybe it'll eat it, and therefore we're not requiring too much with his money. But when you know for sure there's chametz, I'm allowed, I'm already told enough down there, the Nichol and Shalab and mitzvah with money, a person prefers to do money, a mitzvah with his money to hire if he has to do a bedika, and it's only over here where it's not a definite problem. Next test, the master begins with Zigmar Vimlay Badik B'techa Mayid. We didn't check within the Mayid, so that's when we said Yibdik La'acha Mayid. That's explaining what does this mean? Pesach when Rashi explains B'shashisha, it means in the sixth hour, which is the Mayid, it's the time of the beer of the Chametz. It says Taisa B'Kash, that's difficult, because Rabbi Yehuda Karlei Shasabir, Rabbi Yehuda calls that time the time of the beer of the getting rid of the Chametz. So why is the in the Sefer, the Mishnah, changing the wording instead of calling it Shasabir, calling it Techa Mayid? Taylor rather says Taisus, like the simple translation. But what does it mean in the Mayid? That's from the beginning of the seventh hour of the day, when Chametz starts being through, and until the end of Pesach, which is in the middle of the Mayid of Yom Tov. And it says, according to that opinion of the Chacham, that after the Mayid you should check. What does that mean to say? Not like Rashi, it means after the time of the Zman of Beer of Yisrael Chametz, all the way till the night when Yom Tov is starting. It means actually even after the Yom Tov Pesach. Now, why are you checking for Chametz after Pesach? So that you shouldn't have chametz shavala b'Pesach that is forbidden to get mixed with your kosher chametz that you're getting after Pesach, and you might come to eat it. But Rashi didn't want to explain like this. Because he explained the Mishnah, the Beit Kim, why we're doing a bedika shliyava b'Bal Yirah, that one does not violate this or Bal Yirah. That's only regarding chametz before Pesach. And therefore, according to him, there's no reason to check for chametz after Pesach. And therefore, he explained that it means to say, or within the sixth hour, and Achamayid was after the sixth hour, but not like Taisa, that means after the Yom Tov Pesach itself.